And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in the Granite State. If you're in Concord and in the mood for some homemade Korean food, you might be able to find exactly what you're looking for in the same place where you get your late-night snacks and drinks. Go Food Basket is more than just a corner store. It's also where you can get a jar of kimchi or a warm Korean meal to go. NHPR's Shelby Elotmani visited Go Food Basket to learn more about the woman behind the store.
This is Helen Han.
Yeah, my Korean name is Hae-soo, but for American name is Helen.
Helen believes in cutting all her vegetables by hand. She says machine-cut vegetables just don't taste the same.
It's when I use the machine, after that, it's watery. It's vegetables turned watery, but when I cut my hand, it's not.
Helen laughs if you call her a chef, but she does handle these vegetables with chef-like care. Here in her kitchen at Go Food Basket, on little more than a tiny stovetop, Helen can whip up some bibimbap, which is a mixture of white rice, beef, vegetables, hot chili paste, and a fried egg. Or, if you're feeling a bit less adventurous, a Philly cheesesteak.
I make the best steak and cheese. I'm from the Philadelphia, so I learned from there. So, best steak and cheese, my custom love is steak and cheese too.
Helen and her family came to America from Korea about 27 years ago. They moved to Philadelphia originally, then moved to New Hampshire 7 years later when Helen's husband got a job in Massachusetts. But when he was laid off in early 2000, they needed a new plan.
So I have three children, what can we do? So we just started the grocery store.
That store became Go Food Basket, where you can easily pick up a homemade jar of kimchi and a box of Cheez-Its. Helen admits the store had a rough start. Back then, it was difficult to find Korean foods in New Hampshire, and customers weren't familiar with it.
When we started here, some of the customers came here. What's the smell for this store? It smells terrible like that, and just left. So I was feeling bad for that time.
But now, customers seem to love it. Her kimchi in particular has become a sought-after item.
First time, everybody come here and get a small jar. I just taste it, I try, how was it? But now it's everybody get the big jar. So they make me more busier.
And while kimchi could go with a box of Cheez-Its, Helen says it goes well with just about everything, she recommends trying it with white rice, eggs, or even on a hot dog. For NHPR, I'm Shelby Elotmani.